Tap and sing.
He's having you on.
He's booking about.
Hey, this is Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM. What?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Steel Belted Free Range Radio.
It's a beautiful day.
I think so. I think it is. My name's Jeff, and I'm over here.
T-Bar here.
T-Bar wearing his green NQR buckle shirt. I was wearing my brown one yesterday, a couple days ago.
Well, yeah, I'm wearing mine because I couldn't get to see him.
Well, well, then you're not going to like the start of the show today anyway, because I'm just going to brag for a little while about how incredible the guy was.
Hey, I got some bragging stuff going on here too.
That's right. You'll get your chance. Don't worry.
You know,
you can brag about fada dance and
experimental dance
fire.
Is taking a hold of me now. I'm, you know, I've discovered my inner beauty.
That's for sure.
The Tai Chi guy was there. We're talking about Regina.
The glow stick guy.
Yeah.
Nobody tried to take away his glow sticks this time.
No. And what else happened? The best part of the night is Terry and I witnessed a takedown in the park.
What?
Yeah, this guy drank a whole jug of something and got really crazy, and he was making all these bird calls and disrupting things. So then they took him down, and it took five of them to get him down. Like, I'm thinking,
are these cops or are these festival people?
It was kind of like an OBO type thing. And then the cops had to come. Five of them had trouble with this guy. He was little like me, but wiry. So that was the highlight of the night for me.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, that was crap. But what can I say? They wouldn't even let me through the gate.
I was just going to say. Yeah, I guess you didn't buy any CDs, eh?
I bought, and don't make fun of me, Liam Tipcombe.
You know what? I had heard a little bit of him before, because he played at Candor last Thursday.
And, yeah, he was
sounded okay.
Yeah, he was a great kid, and he had his dad there. His dad played harmonica, and he was a great kid. And we bought his new record, which is a little poppier than his old one. But, you know, it was okay, and he was entertaining. Cute kid. I mean, the women loved him. He looks like a movie star, but that was about it. And Iris DeMent was, of course, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then it got pretty weak in a hurry. Blue Rodeo was Blue Rodeo.
Yeah.
And, you know who was there the night before, on Friday night, which I didn't know, which really ticked me off, was the Sadies were playing at some little club in Regina.
What?
Yeah. I just happened to see Sean the next day in the park, and I thought, maybe the Sadies are here. Maybe there is. Maybe somebody did throw me a bone. Because, you know, I had said before, I said, you know, if you can hear me up there, you know, please, Superman, help me. But
I thought it was a little weird that neither Nathan nor the Sadies were at the festival this year. So,
yeah.
But
anyway, so they played in a little club the night before for this sort of like a party.
Like at the Exchange or something? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Huh? So in the after parties, we're at the Legion, which were right up my alley because, you know, I got my Legion card. Being a veteran. So anyway, it was bad. What can I say? Ben, you had a...
Yeah, a little different scene out in Ear Falls, Ontario at the Trout Forest. No takedowns, no Sadies.
But give it to me. Come on, just rub my nose in it.
It was... It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Highlight of my year. And if anybody wants to see some pictures and hear me go on about it, you can check my website, telltheband2gohome.com. You go to the photo page, and then it's right there.
It's not hard to find. A great little pictorial.
There's
and,
even some videos
blog.
Up there and stuff. So, you know, check it out. But, of course, it goes without saying that the highlight of the whole damn thing was the guy that we're going to start off the show with. NQR Buckle was... Like, I knew he was brilliant before, and I also knew he was crazy before, but both of those things were magnified this this past weekend, because him and Carolyn Mark are a dangerous, dangerous mix.
Did they find
I'm surprised that they both lived to tell about the weekend.
They found the little brown jug, did they?
And it was funny. It was funny on the way back. We stopped at the gas station to fill up, and Carolyn and NQ kind of strolled in, and they looked like death. Like, they looked like they were dead. And then as they pulled out, I could see Carolyn Mark's feet hanging out the window as they pulled off down the highway. And I thought that was pretty
You were
fun.
Letting NQ drive?
Oh, I wasn't with them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it was a pretty strange scene, but NQ Arbuckle, absolutely brilliant. And Dom was out there, and Dom was chatting up Arbuckle, and I said, "Dom, listen, if you do one thing for me, book Arbuckle."
No kidding.
And he said he's going to work on it. So
yeah, and the facility was gorgeous, right? I saw the pictures by the lake.
It was kind of neat. Yeah, I mean, at first I wasn't all that impressed because it's like right next to the highway, and you know, there's not a whole lot around there. But it really is neat, like just sitting there, and you got the beautiful lake behind you, and you got the trees over there, and it was something else.
Was it Shades of Woodstock? Was there some skinny dipping going on? Was there?
There was a little skin here and there.
Now, we're talking you then.
Well, yeah. Goes without saying.
Bad Moon Horizon.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to play some NQ Arbuckle with this song that he did that just, I mean, I've heard it before and I loved it before, but, you know, sometimes you get it more when you hear it live.
Right.
Yeah, and right. This song, I tell you, I just about started to weep when I heard this song live because it's just so powerful and amazing. And then I'm going to play a few songs that he covered. We're going to play the originals because he picked the most amazing covers that you could imagine. Like, I don't even know where he got some of these songs from. But so we're going to play a couple
of
those.
So before we get into that, was there workshops? Like, did they work him to the bone? Like, was he around and available? So
he did all the workshops that Hayes Carl was supposed to be in. So
okay, so he earned his dough.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really good. Perhaps the best workshop of the weekend was the strangest one. It was sent from Texas. It was supposed to feature Hayes Carl,
of course,
and the D-Rangers and Adrian Sala and Andrew Neville. But, you know, Hayes didn't show up. And NQ got up there and he said, like, I'm the worst replacement in the world for the Texan. But then he did the most amazing cover songs I've ever heard. And none of them were by anybody from Texas. But
no, from Montreal or something like that.
They were brilliant. Yeah, so we're going to play a couple of those. But
right on.
But first, here's one of his songs. That just absolutely. And if you can, just stop and listen to this song, because it's absolutely gorgeous. It was written for a movie, sort of about a homosexual love affair.
I've probably seen it.
And originally they asked Nico Case to do the soundtrack to this movie.
Right.
But she saw a screening of the movie and thought it was too raunchy, so she dropped it.
What?
And then NQ was their second call. And he watched it and he said it wasn't raunchy at all. He said it was totally tame. He said there was a minor, you know, like kissing scene or something. That was it.
Suk Yin Lee would have done it.
Yeah, so he thought, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. So he wrote this beautiful song and he sent it in and he thought he was going to get rich and famous. And they hated it and they didn't use it. So we get to enjoy it instead.
Right.
Here's something from his latest album, Last Supper in a Cheap Town. This is NQ Arbuckle.
The sun's hanging low on the dashboard. Clouds touch the mountains in the sky, and the heater's a joke in this old car, and I haven't been home for a while, and I can see your bedroom light kind of flicker against the night sky, and I can't even breathe when you're not around. I'm so crazy for you. Now I know that I'm so much better than this, and I've smoked so many cigarettes I'm out of breath, and the dishes are dirty and my life's a mess. Please take me away from this hopelessness. And you promised that there would be breakfast, and I wrapped my arms in your hair, and I'd love you forever if you'd let me, and I'd love you even though you don't care, 'cause I can see your bedroom light kind of flicker against the night sky, and I can't even breathe when you're not around. I'm so crazy for you. I'd burn your house down. Why
Why can't I just float away? I wish that I could just float away. Why can't I just float away? Headlights, turn the car on, light up the candles and lay the cards down, cough up the smoke, set fire to the sun. Oh my God, oh my God, what have I done? 'Cause I can see your bedroom light kind of against the night sky, and I can't even breathe, and you're not around. I'm so crazy for you. I'd burn your house down, and I could see your bedroom light kind of flicker against the night sky, and I can't even breathe, and you're not around. I'm so crazy.
I had a dime for every bad time, but the bad times always seem to keep the change. And you've been all alone, so you know what I'm saying. And when all you can recall is pain, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. Just a little bit better, and half of getting there and knowing where I've been before. Well, I'm sure you understand, 'cause I ain't your first man. And when you feel like running for the back door, don't you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I haven't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a treat for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you.
smoking cigarettes more than I should. My hands won't stop shaking, and that can't be good. I would forget you if I only could think about anything else. Slow dance at the end of the night. No one's looking, who cares if it's right? Your head on my chest, I held you so tight. I don't care what they have to say. Our feet were too drunk to keep step in time, but we held fast and we made it through fine. Hell, you smiled a lot. Hell, you smiled a lot. Chairs on tables, mopping floors. We're still dancing just like before. You held me tight. Oh, you held me tight. The light from the disco ball surrounds us with stars. And I look like trouble right from the start. You told me so. Hell, you told me so. Smoking cigarettes more than I should. My hands won't stop shaking, and that can't be good. Now I would forget you if I only could think about anything else. And that slow dance didn't last very long, so now I guess I'll be moving on. Well, it was nice. Goddamn, it was nice.
Down 5 miles north of Russellville, the sirens were blowing, clouds spat rain, and as the thing came through, I swear it sounded like a train. Remembers that it sounded like a train.
truck stop, litter up the highway. I've been told, and I hear that missing trucker ended up in Kansas, or maybe it was Oz.
This is NPR Buckle, and I am doing a promo for Steel Belted Free Range Radio at 101.5 UMFM. Mike Bloom, I'm a fan of you.
Outside the stars are telling stories to each other far above your bedroom window. When I wake up early, I can see clearly with a haircut and clean clothes, newspaper and coffee. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that I hate you. When my old car and shotgun are registered, and my room is clean, and my debts are paid at the local bar. When the Foggy Mountain Breakdown isn't my favorite song, and I do all the normal stuff normal people do just to get along. Well, I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss me. Tell you what I'm gonna say. Gonna write a letter.
just to say I think I'm okay. Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do.
If there is any justice, NQR Buckle will be coming back to town, and that guy should be famous.
He should be.
Honestly, I study songwriters. I, honest to God, think he's one of the five best songwriters in Canada, if not the world, today.
Oh, in Canada, for sure.
His new songs, Terry, just absolutely brilliant. Like, he did a whole bunch of new stuff that I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Is the album coming out soon, or is it in the works?
Well, yeah. You don't rush anything with old NQ. Yeah,
that's true.
No, you wait. So we heard from his debut In Another Time, fantastic song, and then three songs that he covered over the weekend. We heard a song by the Drive-By Truckers called Tornadoes. Man, that was a good song. Something from a band called Lucero, who I've seen the name before, but I'd never really checked them out. And then NQ did the song, and I thought it was brilliant. And I wrote down some of the lyrics and checked it out when I got home. It's a song called Slow Dancing from an album called Tennessee by Lucero. Absolutely great. And a Guy Clark song that, I don't know, it escaped my radar. It's one of it's not on the greatest hits CDs, you know. It's kind of one that... that I guess I'd forgotten about or didn't know how great it was.
Well, guy's got so many songs.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
What are you gonna
do? Yeah. Anyhow, I Love You. And
I love you too, man.
I know. Started off with Suns Hanging Low and all those from, were sort of inspired by NQR Buckle. Saw him out at the Trout Forest Music Festival. And Devin, if you're listening, thank you. I had a heck of a good time.
Yeah. And Nathan rocked the house.
Wow,
I'm
that
sure.
goes
yeah.
without saying. Yeah. I mean, Nathan can do no wrong. I was thinking about, like, have you ever seen Nathan on an off night? Like, I'm sure everybody has an off night somewhere, but I've seen Nathan. I bet you I've seen Nathan more times than any other band, and that's saying a lot. And I've never seen them even stink up a song, never mind a night.
No. And they get better every time I see
Absolutely.
Them. They get better. They
no
get tighter,
kidding.
And they sound better, and they're more confident. Yeah, they're.
Actually, yeah. I guess Devin's not listening because they're playing in Montreal tonight.
They're in Montreal?
Yeah. You know where they played last night?
No.
They played last night at Hughes Room. Originally, it was supposed to be Hayes Carl opening for them before he decided that Canada wasn't important to him and canceled all those things.
Right.
And so you know who opened for him?
No.
I saw it listed a while ago as our friend Jim Bryson was supposed to open for them.
Right. And Jim couldn't do it?
Well, Jim did it, but you know who he brought along with him?
Come on.
Kathleen Edwards opened for Nathan last night at Hughes Room.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable. Probably all for about $18.
Not even, I don't think. I think it was 12 or something.
Why didn't we fly there?
As soon as I saw that, I thought, how quick can we get there?
We've done crazier stuff than that.
I know. Speaking of which, I've been talking to Steve's people.
No, you have not.
Yeah, trying to get them down here on that Saturday.
Come on.
I'm telling you, they're willing to do it.
You can't have Steve here without me.
Yeah,
I can't cancel my trip. I guess I could. I've done stupider stuff.
I'm just telling you.
Macy's. Why can't Don bring him in like the 2 days earlier?
Why can't you plan your trip on a good day?
I don't know. It only leaves once a week. And my air passes run out that I got to use them.
Well... we'll say hi to Steve for you. He's got a new record, and we should have that in a couple of days.
Who's going to get all my stuff signed?
I don't know. I got stuff of my own to get signed.
I'm going to have to get Josh. Chip off the old block. Oh, man.
Yeah. Some other good stuff coming up at the West End. I'm going to, I'll tell you in a little bit about a show that I just heard about. Actually, the night before, Steve, is a show that you're going to be around the night before,
I'm
Steve, right?
Here the night before, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about that in a few minutes.
Right, yeah.
Because you're not going to miss that show. The night before, Steve, on the 21st, you're not going to want to miss that show.
You going to take me out on a date?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
And also, coming back to town, I just heard last night on the Twang Trust, it was announced David Francie's coming back to town.
Dave Francie?
In October, I believe.
Stu broke that?
Yep. That's where I get all the good news.
Didn't we break Dustin Bentall, though? Didn't we first start that rumor?
Probably.
I believe. Yeah, Stu's not all that in a bag of chips. You know, if he's listening, Wooly Bear is no better than us out here.
Well,
was Stu out there at
nope.
Trout?
No, nope. But I bet you he regrets it because it was damn good.
Now, did you run into any
he's
old
moving,
friends?
Eh?
Yeah, he's getting
he's
the big
a busy guy.
Yeah, he's moving into that 30-room mansion.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of listeners out there give away some tickets, and
yeah.
So Kurt and Steve are out there.
Good for you, yeah.
We had a lot of fun with those guys.
I saw Ollie at Regina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was having a good time.
And you know what's funny is that Ollie is the one that for years was trying to convince me to go to Trout Forest, and then I convinced him to go to Regina, and now he goes to Regina, and I go to Trout Forest. Yeah. It's not that I don't like the guy. It's just that, you know, we're different things. Yeah. You know where he's going next, though, after Regina? Bastard. He's going to the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival. Which
how nice will that
That's
be?
Another one that's on my list of
must-dos
festivals I want to see before I die.
Well, let's do it.
Always good, that one. Anyways, you're like we were saying, you were out in Regina, and I guess we'll play one of the, if not the only highlight.
I was gonna say, yeah, there weren't a whole lot, but Iris DeMent was there. And
she wasn't even weird, you said.
She wasn't weird?
Because she was so weird at the Edmonton Folk Festival last year. I couldn't believe it. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah,
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, she was hiding when Greg Brown was on? She wouldn't leave until I was gone. I had my CD to get signed, and I was going to get an ID, and she wouldn't come out of the tent.
What did you want it signed with, like a gun?
She kept poking her head out of the tent and looking around to see if I was gone yet. It was so weird.
Why did you scare her?
I don't know. And then before her set, she was hiding backstage and peering around the fence and giving orders to the guy to set up the stage just right. And he'd go out, and he'd set up her mic and set up her guitar, and then he'd come back, and then I guess she'd tell him that something was right, and he would have to go out and move the mic lower and whatever, and then it was so weird. And then they announced her, and she came out, and she took one look at the piano, and she went right backstage again, and she made the guy come and move it on a different angle.
Well,
and until it was just right, she wouldn't even come out.
See, and she was fairly normal. She came out, played the piano, played the guitar, talked to the crowd. I mean, and it was getting cold, and I thought, she's a little delicate, a bit frail.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, no, this is
well,
isn't
she's
good.
She's got some meat on her bones. She's not that frail.
I'm not. Yeah.
Greg must be a good cook.
Mentally frail, maybe.
Yeah. She's put on a few.
They must have a chicken place close by to the house, I think, because, you know.
All that fried fish that he brings home.
Catching down at the pond.
Anyway, so we're going to play something from Iris from her latest Lifeline, which is, I guess, an album of sort of gospel songs.
Kind of gospel, and this is the only song on the album that she wrote.
Oh, really?
Most of them are all covers of old spirituals and gospel songs, but she wrote this one. So
it's the only one of hers that I don't have, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. Here's He Reached Down from Iris DeMent.
Certain man one day did go down Jericho, falling among thieves along the way. Well, they stripped him, then they fled, leaving him for dead. And the Levite came and he did just the same. When the Samaritan heard his cry, just could not pass on by. He dressed his wounds and he carried him to the nearest inn. Well, he reached down, he reached down. He got right there on. He reached down and he touched the pain. He made the keeper the amount that was due. If you need more, he said, I'm good for that too. He reached down and he touched the pain. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought the adulteress in for Jesus. Jesus to see. Lord, she said, and the law says she must be stoned. There's a one of you that's without sin. Said you can cast the first stone in. One by one they left, leaving Jesus and the woman alone. Well, he reached down, he reached down. He got her right there on the ground. He reached down, he reached down, and he touched the pain. Well, no accusers are left that I see. And woman, neither do I condemn thee. He reached down, he reached down, and he touched the pain. In the book, a little story is told about a traveler at the end of life's road. At the gates of the kingdom, and the master says, come on in. For I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was cold, you put shoes on my feet. When I was in prison, there was you who come to see about me. Well, you reached down, you reached down. You got it right there on the ground. Reached down, you reached down, and you touched my pain. When you did it to the least of these, he said you were doing it unto me. You reached down, you reached down, and you touched my pain. Well, he reached down, he reached down, and he touched the pain.
Celebrate the wind and give. let's fall apart again. Let's fall apart, let's fall apart again. Let's fall apart again. Let's fall apart, let's fall apart again. Let's fall apart again.
Dim in this joint and it's smoke. You got a lot of ideas for a number two oak, and you're a long, long way from where you came. We left home to up and comers. Well, since you've been this town, girl, you've been running all around and away from me. Yeah. Honest, and I miss you some nights, but this ain't one of them. It just makes me blue to see what's come of you. Yeah, you're a country girl, painting the town. You're playing with the players, shaking it around. You may be living it up, but baby, on the penthouse floor. But what you gonna do when they're through with you? You're a country girl, painting the town. You're playing with the players, shaking it around. You may be living it up, but maybe
what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Our mamas think we're special.
Cole Mitchell.
Cool, yeah. I came in the mail.
I didn't even take the shrink wrap off that one, to be honest with you.
I was waiting for you to say something.
If anybody liked it, maybe you can have my copy as well. But
yeah. It's not bad. It's all along that lines. It's
Invictus is the name of the record. And
I don't even know what that means. You're a school teacher. What does that mean?
I have
even?
No idea.
I got one today. You probably got it. It was an album. I got the record. I hadn't played it. And I got the email. They said, did you get my CD in? So, I said, yeah. And then the next day I got an email. And it said, ignore the CD because it's not us on the CD.
What?
Yeah, apparently the recording place got it all mixed up, and there's actually
it's a collector's item now.
There's two
Maybe
Fred
something
Eaglesmith
better on it.
Two Fred Eaglesmith tunes on it, and about eight other different people. Of course, you don't know who they are because it doesn't say, but it's kind of neat. I'll bring it in for you. So anyway, ignore that. If you got that CD, ignore it, because it's not them.
So it's a collector's item then. That's better.
I think. You figure I'm quite a collector, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll save it.
So we heard Cole Mitchell there. Before that, we heard something new from Peter Elkiss.
You know what? I'd love to see that guy at wasn't he?
He was just here with Joel Plastic.
With Joel Plastic, yeah. And what were we doing? Why didn't we go to that?
I don't know.
We're losers sometimes. I am.
His new album is Wall of Fire, and we heard the first song, Fall Apart Again. It's produced by Charlie Sexton.
And we all like Charlie Sexton.
That's true. And Iris DeMent from Lifeline before that with He Reached Down. You know what, T-Bar? We're going to have to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'll tell you about... Maybe I'll just play a song because I'm so excited. CD release party. A double CD release party. For two folks. On September 21st at the West End Cultural Center. They're calling it the Double Barrel CD Release Party. And I'm so excited that this guy's coming back to town. I can't believe it.
That's never been tried in history before, the Double Barrel CD.
Well, it's going to be tried, and it's going to be good.
And mama.
We'll tell you who the two guys are that are releasing brand new CDs. And I've got them both, they're both fantastic. So
you got both the CDs?
Oh, yeah.
I get
Cole
Mitchell.
I forgot to bring one of them, though.
I get Cole Mitchell, and you get...
I had to buy them both, though. I'm a little cheesed about that, but definitely worth buying.
Okay.
And so we'll play those guys. After a couple of messages...